Hello. Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In this lesson, I'd like us to look at the word some, S-O-M-E, and its uses.
Some, S-O-M-E.
But we shouldn't be deceived by the spelling. Though it has one spelling, the word some has at least two pronunciations. One, a pronunciation in which the vowel is stressed, and two, another in which it is not stressed. An example of the stressed form is in this sentence.
Some of them are notorious latecomers.
Some of them are notorious latecomers. The word some receives full stress. But now listen to this one.
I have some nice apples here.
I have some nice apples here. Some nice apples. Some is not stressed. Indeed, we barely or hardly hear the vowel at all. It is completely obscured.
I have some nice apples here.
Now, Ajo will say the sentence again, but this time she will add another sentence which contains the stressed form of some.
I have some nice apples here. Would you like some?
I have some nice apples here. Would you like some? In the first occurrence of the word some, the vowel is so obscure that it is barely audible. In the second occurrence, the word some is stressed, and the vowel is made prominent.
I have some nice apples here. Would you like some?
I have some nice apples here. Would you like some? We have stressed the difference between the two pronunciations of the word some because they have different grammatical uses. The grammar of the unstressed some is different from that of the stressed counterpart. Today, we're going to look at the grammar of unstressed some. Now, listen to this.
Our hostess has brought us some food.
Our hostess has brought us some food. Some food. One of the most important grammatical points about unstressed some is that it is used with mass nouns, also referred to as non-count nouns.
Our hostess has brought us some food.
Food is non-count. It has no plural form. Some food. Here's another example.
Yesterday, she brought us some cooking oil.
Yesterday, she brought us some cooking oil. Some cooking oil. Cooking oil is a mass noun or a non-count noun.
Our hostess has brought us some food.
Our hostess has brought us some food. Yesterday, she brought us some cooking oil. Both oil, cooking oil, and food are mass non-count nouns. These are used with the unstressed some or sum. Now listen to the use of unstressed sum in the following.
Our hostess is an extraordinary person, isn't she?
I have met very few hostesses as generous as she. Last week, she sent us some fresh vegetables, some fresh eggs, some beautiful red roses.
Some fresh vegetables, some fresh eggs, and some fresh roses or some beautiful roses. Some fresh vegetables is a plural noun, and so are some fresh eggs and some red roses. The second grammatical point to note about the unstressed some then is that it is used with a plural of nouns. Non-count nouns and plural nouns. These are the nouns used with the unstressed some.
What kinds of nouns, then, are not used with unstressed some?
They are the opposite of the nouns used with the unstressed some. The opposite of non-count is?
Count.
And the opposite of plural is?
Singular.
And therefore, unstressed some should never, never be used with singular count nouns. Examples of these are?
Pen, car, house, teacher,
radio, teacup, spoon, journey.
Therefore, we do not say,
I am going to buy some pen.
That's a wrong sentence. This is because pen is singular count.
She has bought some beautiful car.
That's another bad sentence. And this is because car is singular count. At this point, we introduce a new word, the indefinite article A. An important rule is that in all the examples where unstressed some is wrongly used, the article A should be used. We shall explain this rule in a later lesson. Meanwhile, let's listen to a dialogue.
I've got to leave now. I'd like to post some letters on my way back.
At the post office?
Yes. I also have to sign for some packets.
I have just finished writing some letters. 4 of them, in fact. Could I ask you to post them for me?
Certainly.
I need some postage stamps.
You don't need to buy any. I have some stamps in the drawer.
Thank you. But are you going in your car?
I haven't taken a walk for years now.
I was going to ask you to buy me some potted plants on your way back.
In that case, I'll take my car.
Oh, Kofi, aren't you a sweetie?
Can I also call you my sweetie?
Too early yet, but don't worry. I'll call you my sweetie darling one of these days if you continue to offer to do more of such things for me.
My sweetie darling.
That's too early yet.
I wasn't addressing you. I merely repeated your words. Anything else I can do?
We need some furniture, don't we? Why not shop around while in town?
Now, a look at some of the sentences once more.
We need some furniture.
We need some furniture. Some furniture. Unstressed some with a non-count noun, furniture. Some furniture.
I have some postage stamps in the drawer.
Some postage stamps. Postage stamps is a plural noun, and it is appropriately used with the unstressed some. And note that Kofi said,
I haven't taken a walk for years now.
I haven't taken a walk for years now. He did not say,
I haven't taken some walk.
Thank you. That's all we have time for. Goodbye, and have a good day.